Welcome to the Movie Lab. This is Michael.
And I'm Damien.
And today, Damien, we're going to be doing something a little bit different because we've got the, as we discussed on our preview of the year, the film Early Man will be coming out later this year. And to sort of celebrate that or prepare for that, we're going to be doing audio commentaries for the four Wallace and Gromit shorts. So the first one today being A Grand Day Out. Now, we're going to be basically playing the film on silent because we don't want to get sued, and giving our thoughts as it goes. So what you could do, if you wanted to, you could just listen to it as it is, but what you could do is watch it along with us and play at the same time, and you'll be able to hear our commentary over the film at the same time. So I guess we'll get it going, Damien, if you're ready. So if you're at home, get up your DVD or your Blu-ray or your streaming devices and press play right now. Okay, so I was going to look up the release date for the film, but I don't have it on me. I think this is 89?
I want to say, yeah, definitely around late 80s, I think this one was.
Yeah. Now, what are your memories of this one?
My memories, like obviously when I was rewatching this to do this podcast in preparation, I was getting a lot of nostalgia just, from hearing the theme music, seeing all the sights and sounds. I think generally this is the short I liked the most. A lot of people would say The Wrong Trousers is their favorite, but I think this one has always been my favorite, just how silly it is and how goofy it is. Well, the other ones, admittedly, are also very silly and goofy, but I think I always just really liked the cheese texture on the moon. That was the big selling point for me. Just like for these opening shots, it gives it a lot of character. Helping establish what the plot's going to be about.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see that with all four of them. We'll discuss that later, but there is a lot of setup just in the first few scenes. I love all the detail in this. Like, look at all the books scattered along the ground. And doesn't Wallace look weird? And I'm not going to bag any of the animation because, it's fantastic. But you can see that this one is a notch below the following ones to come. And Wallace's face just looks a bit, his head's a bit skinnier at the top.
Yeah, his cheeks, I think, are a bit puffier too.
Yeah, it's like, and occasionally, and we'll point it out when it happens, you can see like the fingerprints on his face and head from when he's been sculpted. And there's a little bit more of that in this one. But look, one thing, we'll just say it right off the bat, like the animation in this is terrific. It's sort of like there are little times when it's a little bit clunky, but just the way the characters move. It's stop motion, so stop, stop, stop. To me, it just works brilliantly the whole way through.
Yeah, and I'd say the animation's just really charming, how they express the characters and everything that's happening around them.
Is it ever?
Just like the way he's chewing, the way Gromit's ears move in that scene, it expresses so much. I really like it.
Yeah, it's amazing how much they're able to emote despite having, lifeless eyes. I don't know how they do it. I mean, a lot of talent goes into making a film like this.
Yeah.
I like these. Just, there's so many quirky little things, like little pictures of cheese and sheep on the wall, and he's got these little cheese holiday magazines. Is that an actual real magazine?
I don't know.
I wouldn't have thought so, but there are a lot of very strange magazines out there.
They're very specific, and in the grand scheme of things, cheese isn't that specific, so I could definitely see there being an actual cheese magazine.
Yeah, I remember in journalism, this was a TAFE course that I did many years ago now, we were introduced to all these different types. A little bit clunky walking down the steps there.
Yeah.
And that would have taken a long time to animate, but that probably is the clunkiest moment in any of the Wallace and Gromit films. Like, you can sort of see where it stopped.
Yeah, I think a lot of long kind of shots where you can see the whole characters in motion typically just look a bit off.
Yeah. But anyway, what I was saying before was that we had a we were talking about different magazines, and there's just a very wide range of different magazines that you can read. And one of them that they gave us was this one called Bacon Busters, which was this pig hunting magazine. And then I actually saw someone years later on the train reading a copy of Bacon Busters.
Well, there you go. Cheese magazine doesn't seem so silly.
That's right. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll look it up after this. Maybe there is a cheese magazine.
I love that moment there. Where
yes.
It's just such a good, character-building moment where it's just, it looks like he's doing something really seriously, and then he's just playing noughts and crosses with himself and yes. losing.
It's very quirky. And I like how, like, the blueprints, I'm sure he has other blueprints. This is just his first concept, but it's just so simple.
Yeah.
There's Gromit.
And there's Wallace. Him. He's in a rocket.
Yeah. Nice.
It's like a child's idea of what going to the moon yes. is like.
This is a very good joke.
Oh, yeah.
When he's like, so. Whoop. And what is the, because I mean, there's probably no point really exploring this too heavily, but this universe seems to have a lot of talking. Well, the animals don't talk, but they definitely understand the humans and operate like humans. Like here yeah. is Gromit's reading a dog. It's not reading a dog, reading a book for dogs. But I think just quirky is the word that comes to mind
yeah.
with all this. It's very amusing. But it also has a very dark sort of side to it as well. I remember when I was a kid, I always found this, like, not scary, but a little bit
grim.
I'd probably go towards scary, actually. There were a couple of times, there were a couple of little scenes that are a little bit, for a kid especially, like a little bit scary. And we'll get to those a bit later when they get to the moon, because spoilers, they go into the moon. I mean, I don't know why, if you haven't read this, if you haven't watched this, I don't know why this would be the first way you'd choose to watch it, but maybe just like listening to us.
Maybe.
Understandable. Yeah. I like the music in this bit.
Right, the music and sound throughout all these shorts are really good.
Oh, excellent.
It's disappointing we can't really be listening to them right now because they really do add just a lot.
Oh, they add a heap. And, you know, see this rocket ship. I actually went to the Aardman exhibition at Melbourne Federation Square and I saw the rocket ship, the actual rocket ship that they used.
How big was it?
It was about, well, you can't see me, but I'd say it was maybe 50 centimetres tall.
Oh, yeah,
like, it was quite big and really wide as well. It didn't, I don't actually know what it's made out of. I assume not clay, but, yeah, I mean, it was great seeing those sorts of things. I mean, the actual figures themselves, I think most of the time these little figures are, what, 10 centimetres tall, 15 centimetres tall?
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. Probably should have looked this up before we started recording. But
in a way, that really makes you appreciate how small and mundane the other things in the scene are. Like that little painting of a duck there. That must be tiny comparison.
Yeah.
There.
You're right. Yeah.
And just like how it's, they've managed to put that much detail into something that small. Also, I love the rocket ship design interior because it's got like their wallpaper and everything.
Yeah, it's like cozy. It's yeah. like a little old home. It's very Wallace and Gromit. Now, this scene coming up where Wallace is going to shut the... Well, he's going to light the fuse.
Oh, I love this.
This, and I've seen this many times, and every time it makes me nervous. Like, I feel like he's not going to make it.
We forgot the crackers.
The crackers, Gromit. We've forgotten the crackers. I love the fire. That's just paper, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
I think it is. I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about this animation, but I assume it's just paper that they've used.
And their countdown's just a normal little
clock. Yeah, a normal. Yeah, it's funny how they got like a mixture of like high tech technology and household items
yeah.
to power their rocket.
And then, that's right, their garden opens up to make way for the rocket.
Yeah, and the gnome always hits it on the way down, yeah. So what does Wallace do? Like, what is he, an engineer or something? I mean, you never really find out, do you?
He's just...
They do have different jobs. Like, in the third one, for example, they wash windows for a living. Yeah. I feel like Wallace could do a bit better than that. He seems to have a lot of skills.
In the second short... The wrong trousers,
yeah.
You see, which we'll do later. You see that they rent out a room because they're struggling financially. So,
Yeah. I wonder if Wallace had... Oh, I think actually... I'm trying to remember whether or not they addressed that in the fourth one, whether or not Wallace ever had a partner. We'll get to that. That the fourth one is the one I know the least about.
Mm.
So here we go. And he always drops a couple on the way down. Yeah. I've seen this too many times. But this always...
Forgot the cracker.
Forgotten the cracker. Yeah, I always get nervous watching this bit. And, yeah. Oh, this is excellent.
Oh, I love this. I always forget about it too, so it's great every time.
And the handbrake.
The glasses.
It's very charming, this film.
Yeah, it is.
And it's very cute as well. There's a lot going on, really. I mean, because I said on the other hand, it can be a little scary, can be a little charming, and as I said, it's quite cute. So,
but I think that's a lot of why it was so appealing, especially when you're a kid, just because it's so wonderful and weird. Like they go into the moon to get cheese. Like,
yeah,
it's so silly but so good.
It is. That is the shot that I think was on the back of the VHS cover, just the rocket heading towards the moon.
Yeah.
I always remember that.
I remember those VHS.
No, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we used to watch them together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love this part where he's just building his little card castle.
Yeah.
He's just reading the...
Chicken saved. I always try to read these... The little articles. It's usually always got something to do with chicken or cheese or sheep.
Yeah.
They seem to be those, they're the themes that run through all of them.
Mm. But I love just like how expressive it is with him just being bored there, twiddling his thumbs, moving his arms across, because it's a very relatable situation.
But I like, how much Gromit is able to emote, given that he doesn't have a mouth.
And he doesn't speak either. No,
he doesn't. No mouth, can't speak.
A lot of it is just in his eyes and facial motions and his body language too.
Yep. And they built a toaster into their rocket. Excellent. They must have built some sort of anti-gravity, not an anti-gravity, but they must have somehow manufactured gravity into their rocket as well, because they're not floating around.
Yeah.
Like people do when they enter space, even in a rocket ship. So
it's part of the charm.
Wallace is quite the engineer, really. I think he's underachieving.
Sure it's not Gromit who's doing all this?
Well, yeah, to be fair, yes. Gromit doesn't get enough credit. But I don't know if in this universe, if animals have jobs.
Well, I mean, they're making books for dogs, so why not?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Steady as she goes.
Steady as she goes now. And now, first time Gromit breaks the fourth wall, and he'll do that in, I think, all four films. He's the only character that does that.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And well,
he's kind of the straight man in all. Which is interesting because he's a dog.
Yeah.
He's
that part's character. Excellent. Oh, he kicks the ball.
So it's like things like that just make it so charming and
just fun. That dry humor.
Yeah. Of course it's not coming back down.
Yeah.
But I just remember as a kid, I wanted to eat that cheese so bad, the moon rock.
Yeah. Well, it's like no cheese I've ever tasted. Crackers, Gromit. We've forgotten the crackers. Yeah. So, they don't really like the moon cheese, do they? I mean, they take it home with them.
They do. They take a lot of it, too.
Yeah. But I don't think they ever really... They just sort of think it tastes weird.
Yeah. Then coming up though is the part that I always forget about. And when I was rewatching it, I like just had that sudden realization. Oh yeah, there's this thing with the space probe, refrigerator thing.
Yes, whatever it is. And this, we'll get onto this because I had a couple of things to say about this character. But this thing here, I think, and it maybe it's just because it's so bizarre. Like, who built it, and why is it there, and what the hell is it? But it always, as a kid, I found this part quite scary.
But then, and then you know, it's coin operated, which it's just such a like a little cute detail that doesn't really make a lot of sense.
It doesn't make any sense. No, you really have to shut your brain off with a couple of these things because they. Come on, you stupid. Oh. And of course, it clicks into gear right after they leave.
I always felt bad for it.
I didn't. I always felt as if it was evil. And it seems sort of... I was going to say, it's amazing how much this thing is able to tell you about itself without having a face. Yeah. Or any facial features whatsoever, just by moving its arms and having admittedly that little dream. It's amazing how much you're able to get that. What I get from it is that it's been up here for a very long time. He's a bit conscientious about his job, but he's also quite sick of it as well, and he'd rather be somewhere else. And how amazing you get all of that out of something that, again, doesn't have a face, doesn't have any dialogue, is really just a slot machine.
Yeah, like, we were talking about how, you know, Gromit can express so much just being a dog. But then this is, like, even going beyond that, you know, because there's nothing really that changes about it to get any kind of emotions.
That's right. Look at that. I can't believe they just leave all this stuff there like that, though. I mean, wouldn't they take that with them?
I can see why he doesn't like them.
Yeah. He's dirtying up his moon.
Dun, 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 dun.
And he has to tune in his dreams. He's a quirky machine.
Like, look at him go.
Yeah.
That's all he wants.
And this part here, where you can just see, he's like, oh, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that's just like, it really
excellent.
It gets such a good emotion across just by him slowly dropping his arm.
It is amazing how much that thing is able to express itself. And I really don't know how they do it. Like, I'm not exactly sure what gives you that impression, but it's just the arms,
make
I guess.
Like, as human as possible.
Yeah.
In a way.
And you can see its little meters starting to run out. Now, I think this, he gives it a ticket.
Yeah, it's really cute too, just like he's on the moon giving someone a ticket for parking illegally.
Yeah. How do they pay that?
That's a good question. You can tell he's frustrated. Just the way like he moves his hand can say a lot too.
I like all the detail, like the little rust inside his drawer as well.
There is a lot of good just little details in these, which really just add a lot to them and add a lot of character.
A lot. Now, this bit is quite nasty, actually.
Yeah. The implications of it, definitely.
Yeah. Because, and I'm pretty sure do you think it meant to kill Wallace?
At
this. I mean, he runs up behind him and tries to hit him on the top of his head with a baseball bat. That's
particularly, it's the kind of like bat that English policemen would use.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's made to hit people.
And Wallace completely oblivious.
I love the sound it makes as it's like
moving
up and down, and then of course.
There you go.
And he just. Yeah.
Oh!
He still manages to just walk into it.
Yeah. But he doesn't really question it, oddly.
Yeah, he's just like, oh.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, put more money in it.
Gromit really has Wallace's back.
Oh, yeah. More so in the next short, especially. The wrong trousers. Again.
Now, I guess we don't... I get this thing's a bit hard to make sense of in some ways, because here... Now, that's obviously a painting of it in that shot there. That wasn't the model.
And then back to his little dream.
Yep, and you can see... And then, now, very sinister music starts playing at this point, like, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And it's like all of a sudden it's like... it's almost like a little chase...
Yeah.
And they have to get away in time. Well, and all of a sudden, this guy's the bad guy. So I don't know. It's a bit weird, this character. Like, he's sort of depicted as you're kind of sympathetic, but he's also sort of the main protagonist.
Antagonist. See, I always got kind of the impression that, like, it's getting all dramatic because he wants to get on there just so he can go to the mountains kind of thing.
Yeah, but they immediately look at him and are like, we need to get away.
Yeah.
Which is odd.
I always found this a bit scary, I think, as a kid. This part when he's just below deck, making havoc.
Messing everything up.
So I like the implication that while he was being built, they left a sandwich there.
I like the little ducky matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, now that, come on, that's pictures of that on the fire there. That has to be like pictures of fire.
Well, just something.
Yeah, see, look at that. Yeah. Boom.
It's very well done, however it is they do it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Gosh. He's got like Mickey Mouse gloves.
And they're off.
That's right. I like the... I don't think it's playing now, but just the boop, 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 boom, that sound that fills the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And now here, in this part, now there's this sort of tragic music playing.
I feel bad for him.
Exactly. But, you know, a minute ago, we didn't want him to get onto the ship. I'm not complaining about it, but it's just weird that we have all these feelings and about this character that really is barely in it.
We don't know much about.
No, we don't know anything about him. He doesn't have any lines of dialogue, and he can't actually emote outside of his hands. So I'm really just raising the hell out of it. Now, this bit...
He gets his happy
now, ending. Don't you always think, though, like, okay, he's happy now, but isn't his meter thing about to run out?
Yeah, that's the kind of dark...
It looks like he's smiling there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's obviously done on purpose, but isn't his meterage about to run out? And then God knows how long he'll be there before someone puts another coin in.
But maybe he doesn't realize how long he...
He doesn't.
It's like he's just asleep and then he's awake.
I don't know. We're really overthinking all of this.
Maybe.
Hmm.
At least he got to ski.
That's right.
And they got their cheese.
I can't remember what he says at this part. Cheese monthly.
Would you subscribe to Cheese Monthly?
No, I'm not a big cheese guy myself. Well, there you go.
Animation design, Nick Park.
Yes. Now, you say this is your favourite, but though you haven't seen the fourth.
No, I don't think I have.
No, well, that's my least favourite. This one I would rate my third favourite.
Interesting.
I
haven't seen the third one in a very long time either. I've only seen first two at the moment.
Well, yeah, I mean, we watched this before we went ahead and did the recording. I love this photo that Wallace with his eyes shut. But,
I think this is probably my favourite, even after rewatching The Wrong Trousers, which I think is probably the most popular, maybe.
I don't know. The most well-liked. It's definitely my favourite.
Maybe it's the most iconic.
Yeah.
I would say.
Well, yeah, maybe it's the most famous one of the Wallace and Gromit, even though they have had a feature film.
It's true.
The Were-Rabbit. And there's the ball. Well done, Nick Park. There we go. Television School 1989.
All right. Thoughts?
Well, look, what we do, and I don't think you've even listened to the early podcasts I did, but I don't do a rating system, like a 3 out of 10 or anything like that. Basically, I would just do recommend or not recommend, maybe a strong recommend or a weak recommend, depending on, you know, how I feel about it. So for this film, I mean, look, it's one of my childhood classics. And even though it's a short, I still think of it as fondly as anything else that I loved when I was a kid. And as an adult, you sort of see it from a different sort of perspective, and you can acknowledge it or appreciate it a lot more for the animation and the little details and all the different sort of, as I said, all the expressions that the characters can make despite not having much of much dialogue or even, you know, any sort of expressive or emotive faces. So I think it's brilliant. I don't know how old Nick Park was when he directed this film, but it was one of his very first. I think it was a student film. So, yeah, obviously he's very talented and he's gone on to have a good career. Anyway, I'm rambling a bit. For this is a very strong recommend. I couldn't strongly recommend it anymore. It's one of my favourites.
Yep, I would agree with that. Strong recommendation from me. You know, everything you said I think is correct. You know, you can really appreciate the animation and all the love and care that clearly went into it. And just that it's a cute little fun story to just watch and enjoy.
Okay, well, that about does it. So if you're still listening, thank you. This was sort of a new thing for us. We've never really done anything like this before, an audio commentary. So we'd like to do more. As we said earlier, we're going to be doing the three remaining Wallace and Gromit shorts. We'll be releasing those in the lead up to the release of Early Man. So we look forward to seeing you again with our next episode, The Wrong Trousers. Until then, have a good one.